USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
One last push for votes. After spending the day crisscrossing multiple battleground states, both campaigns have held their last events before the election. Vice President Mike Pence told supporters in Grand Rapids, Michigan, that voting for Joe Biden would be a vote for a devastating lockdown.
So Joe Biden is going to shut down. Going to shut down our economy, and he says we're in for a long, dark winter. But under President Donald Trump, we're going to defeat the virus, and the best is yet to come.
Former Vice President Biden told supporters at his final event in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that it's time for America to stand up and be heard.
And when America votes, America will be heard. And America's heard. I believe the message will be loud and clear. It's time for Donald Trump to pack his bags and go home.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Bail has been set for an Illinois teen charged with killing two and wounding another during protests earlier this year in Wisconsin. Kyle Rittenhouse's bail was set at $2 million after the court determined he was a flight risk. The 17-year-old faces reckless homicide and five other charges stemming from the August 25th incident in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Hurricane Eta has strengthened into a major Category 4 storm and could become a Category 5 before it makes landfall in Central America early Tuesday. Packing maximum sustained winds of 150 miles an hour, Eta is forecast to make landfall on the northeast coast of Nicaragua, then spend a couple of days dropping rain on Central America, with Nicaragua and Honduras expected to get the brunt of the heavy rain. A widespread 4 to 6 inches is expected, with higher elevations possibly seeing up to 30 inches. Authorities are already warning residents of the potential for major flooding and mudslides. Eta is only the fifth Category 4 storm or stronger to form in the Atlantic in November. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
With polls opening in a matter of hours, Tim Berg has some tips for voting in person from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau.
Despite the record turnout for early voting in many states, millions of Americans have yet to exercise their cherished right to cast a ballot. That means long lines will be the norm on election day. Standing in a slow-moving line at a polling center certainly raises your risk of catching COVID-19. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb tells CBS News the mask you wear is key.
Well, remember, the masks serve two purposes. One is to protect other people from you. So if you're asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic, if you have a mask on, you're less likely to expel respiratory droplets that can infect other people. The other purpose is to provide you some measure of protection if, in fact, you're around people who are infected. So if you want a mask to afford you some protection from other people, quality matters.
Massachusetts governor has announced new coronavirus restrictions as cases in the Commonwealth continue to rise. Governor Charlie Baker announced Monday that residents will be required to wear masks at all times in public places, even if they are outdoors or are able to social distance. Baker also issued an overnight stay-at-home order and will limit indoor gatherings to no more than 10 people and outdoor gatherings to no more than 25. The new mandates go into effect on Friday. The governor's office is reporting a 278% increase in confirmed new cases in the state since September, with 1,214 new infections reported on Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.